Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Computer Weekly Downtime Upload podcast. This podcast was recorded at the KubeCon CNCF event in Paris. My guest today is Priyanka Sharma, the Executive Director of the Cloud Native Computing Foundation. I guess to get things started, Priyanka, I can see from your LinkedIn profile you've been in your role for a number of years. How has the foundation changed during that time?
Sure. So I took over as executive director in the summer of 2020, mm-hmm. so about 4 years ago, and just after the stay-at-home orders were released in the COVID pandemic.
Yes.
It was a very interesting, challenging time, mm-hmm. especially for a community like ours, which is global. Different people were going through different things. And we are here right now at the KubeCon Cloud NativeCon conference, and this conference is the very heart and soul of this community. We are used to meeting at least twice a year and having this week to ourselves as an ecosystem. All of that was suddenly gone. Mm. So I took this job right before the pandemic, and as I got into it, it was very much of shepherding an ecosystem through a challenging time. Mm. With a very strong team alongside me, we were able to manage that transition. We did virtual events. It was angsty for us all for a little bit, but I am impressed with the resilience of this community, how strong we came out. And then since 2020 to 24, so much has changed. Mm. Kubernetes moved from 4 releases a year to 3 releases, mm-hmm. and that is a 25% slowdown.
Yes.
And that's because it's so mature now. Mm-hmm. And that's been a huge change. Cloud Native has had constellations develop with OpenTelemetry developing its own ecosystem, us supporting all kinds of new workloads, such as the latest AI workloads, and just supporting the end user ecosystem of organizations and people who are building the latest best things in technology. People are saying Kubernetes also had its latest Linux moment with being ubiquitous everywhere. So from the beginning in 2020 to now, so much has changed. What has remained the same, not only from 2020, but from 2015, which is when I joined this ecosystem as a contributor, and that is the ethos. The people who come together, we love being here. We love bringing more people in, and that warmth and camaraderie and joy in what we do is exactly the same.
Okay, just moving on. In your keynote, you refer to irrational exuberance. What does that mean? It can be short as long as you like.
Sure. When I say irrational exuberance, I am referring to any trend in the ecosystem, in the industry, in society, where people are really excited about something and are piling interest, resources, attention onto said topic, concept. But I'm not 100% sure it's fully thought through, or it's all going to yield the result that each investment is going to make.
Okay.
And that can be, it feels like you'll know something is irrationally exuberant when there's a bit of cognitive dissonance in the euphoria that you surrounding something.
Okay. Just moving on. So you mentioned obviously GitLab, and you're a keen software developer, I guess. Now, Do you still do that? Do you do that for fun? Are you also contributing code?
So I've had ups and downs in my journey mm-hmm. in software development. So I'm a self-taught developer. It was all actually when I was doing my own startup. We had to ship our website. Someone had to get it going, and
yes.
That's how I learned.
Yes.
And over the years, I think right now my role as leading this foundation, I wish I had way more time for development and coding than I do. I have actually really enjoyed doing my keynotes in the last few years, because that's where I've made a conscious decision that, hey, the 6 months leading up to an event, I'm gonna immerse myself in a certain technology, learn as much as I can about it, develop a demo with the help of my team, and then deliver it. And that's often the way I get to stay engaged while also running an organization that's as has as large of a footprint as CNCF.
Oh, wow. That's quite a commitment to, you know, take something new and immerse yourself in it with a deadline of you've got to present a demo, a live demo.
It's actually how I work best under pressure and in new complex environments.
I have to talk about artificial intelligence because everyone is talking about AI, okay? Now, people are saying Kubernetes is having its own Linux moment with AI. What does that mean?
I would say that means, so Linux, if you're familiar with it, is an operating system that has, at this point, become ubiquitous around the world. And it's default. We assume something is built on Linux. With AI, I noticed a similar trend with Kubernetes. When I would talk to organizations and individuals about what their infrastructure was like, they named things, and then I was like, are you using Kubernetes?
Yes.
And they'd be like, but of course. And they didn't think it was something we needed to discuss.
Yes.
And that is the Linux moment of Kubernetes.
Oh, okay, excellent. I know events like this tend to be very developer-focused. From your own personal, ambitions, what would you like to see in terms of reaching those people who are senior in IT leadership? They may not come from a developer background. They maybe have been developers in the past, like yourself. But they, that they have developers, they manage developers. And it seems that, the technology, a conference like this talks about the components, the building blocks, and the infrastructure. And there seems to be a gap between that and high-level decision-making.
I would like to challenge that a little bit, because what I have noticed in the last 5 years is that organizations have been at different levels of the digital transformation journey, and those that have successfully made it have shown results in their stock prices. And success breeds success for the technology associated with it. And so I would posit that many leaders out there are keenly aware now of the power of technology to transform their businesses, of leveraging the concepts of DevOps to improve their businesses. I think we have seen many understand, at least on the highest of levels, that IT is not back office anymore. Whether they know it's Kubernetes or container, that may or may not be true.
Yes.
And then also I'd like to say, conversations like these are so important. You folks are out there spreading the word to all diverse kinds of readerships, listenerships, and that's one of the ways that the word gets out about the important stuff going on here.
I mean, I guess that a technology like AI, I mean, it might have been Bitcoin at the time when Bitcoin was hyped, but AI almost certainly, the CEOs of companies want to do AI.
For sure.
And it's then down to the IT leaders and the project managers and the techie people to figure out how do we do what the CEO wants us to do.
Absolutely. I overheard in the conference today someone saying, well, the biggest pressure for us to release AI features is coming from our board.
Yes.
So the buzz is on. Maybe it's irrationally exuberant.
Exactly. Finally, I mean, I'd like to finish the podcast with your thoughts about inclusiveness. I'm thinking about the ability for people to speak freely and contribute ideas freely and be taken seriously, irrespective of social status, gender, ethnicity, do you think the open source community is doing enough?
So, as I told you, I entered this ecosystem because this community welcomed me with open arms back in the day. And that, I believe, has remained true. That's the one constant we've had in this community, and I'm so glad for it. At the same time, diversity, equity, and inclusion is a moving target. So you do a little, you do well, and then there is so much more you can do to improve. You include X type of voices, and then you realize, but PQR may still be marginalized.
Yes.
So we're always working towards being better, of pulling in more people. So we will never be done. But I truly believe that this community's heart is in the right place and we do the very best we can.
Okay. Well, Priyanka, thank you so much for sparing the time to be on the podcast. And thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.